Greetings to our listeners. In today's story, we, Time of Hope Radio, invite you to follow along as we start with The Road of Hope by Archbishop Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuận, translated by Peter Bogilio and recorded by readers Danielle,
Quân Nhân,
Mai Khanh, Quân Mai,
Hiu Vu,
and Chi Long.
Chapter 10, Fortitude. Resolve to immerse yourself in one book, the Gospel. Resolve to follow one idea, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
195. God has given you the gift of life. He has also given you the freedom to make it holy and wonderfully useful, or to misuse it so that it is stunted. A life that is a betrayal of God's gift, a life that has been poisoned and become evil. 196. Selfish people avoid responsibility. They avoid situations in which they would tire themselves out, and they avoid sacrifice. They wish to create happiness and their own heaven in this world, but they will lose the heaven which lasts for eternity.
197. The person of character regards everyone in this world as his own brothers and sisters. He looks upon the world of all as if it were his own. The selfish person regards everyone else as the rungs of a ladder to be used for his own advancement. Such a one knows only my work and my possessions.
198. To exploit people in order to advance one's own interests is unworthy of a leader. You will be a worthy leader if you do not distance yourself from the people, but rather mix with them and risk your own life in order to save them.
199. Do not regard cowardice as wisdom. It is because so many people have this kind of wisdom that darkness prevails in so many situations.
200. A person of character is not self-satisfied. Self-satisfaction is like a curtain which separates one from God, from one's fellows and from everything, and leads to self-sufficiency. 201. The great-hearted person does not boast, but has a spirit of self-sacrifice. He is rather like the lump of sugar or grain of salt, which when dissolved and changed adds savor to food.
202. Such a person is very straightforward and would never pry into the affairs of others or be devious in his dealings with them.
203. He does not bustle about interfering in other people's business. He knows his limitations.
204. He knows when to keep quiet. Too much idle talking, without thought of the consequences, spreads disharmony. Idle words are the devil's instrument to undermine charity.
205. He is not inquisitive, but concentrates on knowing himself more fully. 206. The habit of making critical comments is one of the biggest obstacles to the growth of a spiritual life. Blaming others irritates them and cultivates bitterness in one's heart.
207. Never use failure, trials, or sufferings as a pretext to blame others.
208. Laissez-faire is a word in the dictionary of cowards. Those lazy ones who do not wish to struggle, they have already accepted defeat.
209. Avoid false humility. It is necessary to be ambitious about seeking knowledge, wanting to act, and wanting to take risks, but all this for God and for His church.
210. Refrain from violent arguments, as these will cause loss of perspective. Passion is like a dark cloud which blocks out the light of God's wisdom. 211. Friction with other people is a normal part of this life. Life in a society which does not have friction could only be life as it is in heaven. By means of friction, a piece of stone can become smoother, rounder, cleaner, and more beautiful.
212. Do not be contaminated by superficiality. This disease causes the gradual death of the will. Its symptoms are a frequent change of opinion and activity. Do not accumulate a stock of projects which are never carried out.
213. The superficial person is like a puppet which can dance around, but is in fact ineffective and useless. Pay daily attention to your projects. Do not put off action till tomorrow.
214. God did not create you to be like a flock of sheep or ducks, but He created you to lead others. To lead means to urge and to encourage, and it means to carry out others along with you.
215. All the small things which you do are very important. Do not despise them. If you conquer yourself in small things, you will thereby train your will to be rock solid, and you will become master over yourself. 216. When you wish to say something, consider your way of speaking. With charity and politeness, your message will be better received. The same matter spoken in two different ways by two people with different states of mind produces two different results.
217. Do not browbeat the person who has done something wrong. Wait patiently. You will achieve more by speaking gently and with goodwill than by a long exchange of abuse. By so acting, you will gain your point and keep control over your temper.
218. Resolve to do what has to be done without fear and hesitation. Be brave and full of hope. Trust in God and your own courage.
219. When confronted with obstacles, stand firm as a rock. The grace of God will not be lacking. If you have to curtail your activities for a while, it is unimportant. The work that you do is God's work more than your own.
220. Time and energy belong to God. Why do you squander them on obstacles on the way? The ocean is always full of waves, yet the boat continues on its way, gliding over the water and ignoring the waves. 221. Be calm and self-composed. Why do you allow yourself to become so agitated and angry? Such an attitude offends God, irritates those around you, and makes you unhappy too. What is the use of that? It only leaves you with regrets after the incident has passed.
222. Do not say, "I have been made like that. To reform would be impossible." No, we are talking about your faults and imperfections. You must be mature. You must become a true child of God. The continuation of these faults and imperfections runs contrary to your becoming such a person.
223. Turn your back on those small-minded people who whisper in your ear. You are mad to put up with such a miserable life. Remember how Jesus dismissed Peter with the words, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle in my path, because the way you think is not God's way, but man's." Matthew chapter 16, verse 23.
224. You should strive to acquire the habit of being able to refuse and of knowing how to say no.
225. Do not be particular as to which locality you live or work in, but open wide your heart so that every person may have a place there. Otherwise, you will be a Catholic only in name, but not in reality. 226. Illumine your life with the virtues of faith and charity. Set fire to the world with the flame which God has placed in your heart.
227. Act in such a way that your thoughts, words, and deeds will cause others to remark, "This person is steeped in one book, the Gospel, and inspired by one ideal, the life of Jesus Christ."
228. Be serious and constant. Your exterior demeanor should reflect the interior life of your soul. That is, your peace of soul and self-control, rather than childish fear.
229. When Bernadette's father took her to the convent she was to enter, he laid down a condition. "Don't force my daughter to eat cheese. It would kill her." Day after day for 7 long years, Bernadette struggled at the dining table. "I must eat the cheese. I can't eat it. I must eat it." Eventually she triumphed over herself, and such was the courage that she could eat it. She became a saint.
Chapter 11, The Presence of God. If God is present, your life will be lonely no longer.
230. Put your hand over your heart often and tell yourself, "God is living with me and in me." Little by little, God will give you a taste of that happiness which His presence brings. 231. Where is God? God is in heaven. There is something missing when we teach children to answer thus. We should add, "God is living in me." This answer is far more accurate and will bring them a closer relationship with God and greater happiness.
232. Some thousands of patients in the house of St. Joseph, Cotolengo, have a special expression on their faces. For from time to time, a gentle voice is heard, repeating on the public address system, "God is here at our side."
233. A pealing of the bell or the spire of a church is a reminder that God is in the tabernacle nearby. Then raise the heart towards that place to worship and love God.
234. God's presence to you is not just a pious idea. It is a reality. God our Father is at your side with all His power and love. He is the Father who persuades you, who counsels you, who calls you, who admonishes you, who forgives you, and who loves you always.
235. Jesus is everything to you. He is the object of all your desires, the reason behind all your decisions, the moving power of all your emotions, and the model of all your actions. 236. Think for a moment of the presence of a very loving and inspiring person, or of a gentle, caring mother, even of a distinguished guest who affirms you, makes you feel grateful and self-confident. But all that love, kindness, and honor are as nothing when compared with that conferred by God's presence to you. God's presence exceeds all others to such an unthinkable degree that a million times the distance between earth and heaven would not express its infinite superiority.
237. Why do Christians complain that they are lonely? Where is their Christ?
238. Consider the greeting of the angel. "Hail, full of grace. The Lord is with you." Luke chapter 1, verse 28. And the greeting of the church. "The Lord be with you." Are these greetings full of profound significance for you, and are they capable of changing your life?
239. In your relationship with God, your conscience is sufficient. But with other people, you also need wisdom because their eyes do not penetrate your conscience.
240. Ask our Blessed Mother Mary to lead you to Jesus, and you will know what it is to live by His side. 241. The presence of God by your side is not just a question of feelings. God takes complete possession of you, leading, loving, and consoling you.
242. Live at God's side, and you will become a saint. For heaven is none other than the presence of God.
243. Talk frequently to Mary, the beloved Mother of God. This is the most pleasing to God present in your heart.
244. As the Blessed Trinity is living in you, you become the temple of God. You are also the Holocaust. You are the word of unending praise. You are the flower of great beauty offered up to God.
245. Why are you so eager to build churches of wood and stone, yet are unwilling to make your soul a temple of God? 246. Do not be concerned as to whether you live in a beautiful mansion or an ugly hut. So long as you make your dwelling an abode of love, then it will become heaven, because God will be there.
Chapter 12, The Church. One Body, The Church. One Leader, the Holy Father. One Hope, that they may all be one. John, chapter 17, verse 21. 247. Whenever anyone expressed concern to Pope Paul VI about his sufferings or the fatigues of his labors, he would always reply, "For the church, for the church." You should live like that, and your response should be like the Holy Father's.
248. The person who really loves the church will not try to destroy it.
249. You are Peter, and it is upon this rock that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew, chapter 16, verse 18. 20 centuries have passed in which there has been many ups and downs, so many crises for the church. There have been attacks from within and without. At many periods, the church has been in desperate straits. Yet the church still stands firm because it is the church of God, not a mere human institution.
250. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. Nicene Creed. We have but one faith. We know the same happiness. We share a like determination. 251. Do not be surprised when people seek to destroy the church, because the church is the mystical body of Christ. They seek to kill Christ again, but since they cannot do so, they seek to destroy the church.
252. There are many people who criticize the method of organization of the Roman Curia. I would agree with them that the Roman Curia is not perfect, but I would ask them to see whether the government of their own country is any better. Besides, one must distinguish between the Curia, which is but a human organ of the Church, and the Church itself, the mystical body of Christ.
253. Love the church. Obey the church. Be loyal to the church. pray for the church.
254. Some people have a distorted idea of the church. They criticize the Curia as being slow to move. They find church buildings too ordinate, ceremonies too elaborate. But the Curia, church buildings, and ceremonials are not the church. The church is the entire people of God advancing towards the kingdom of heaven.
255. It is necessary to distinguish between the question of the theology of history and the question of the capability. The Pope is not necessarily the most capable person in the church, but the one chosen by God to exercise authority over the church in his name. He is the one you must obey because it is to him that God has entrusted the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. 256. Religious practices are not aimed merely at personal salvation or liberation. They unite us with the entire people of God throughout the world because they unite us with Christ our head and with his vicar on earth, the Holy Father. Mankind is set free by the continued memorial of the death and resurrection of Christ. Without this unity, we would be like a branch of a grapevine cut off from its vine trunk. We would be Catholic in name only.
257. Do not say that the church has been renewed, but rather that the church is continuously being renewed.
258. The church was born on the cross. The church grows by continuing the passion of Jesus until the end of time. If you put your trust in money, in diplomacy, in power and influence, or in campaigns of any kind, you will be very sadly misled.
259. You say that you would not turn against the church, but you do not hesitate to oppose the representatives of the church. If you behave in this way, you are playing the game of the Pharisees. They would never be opposed to Yahweh, but they killed those he sent to them. What poor logic.
260. You attack structures, but you hold firmly to the requirement of having organizations of various kinds, of appointing this or that person, of creating committees and subcommittees, of setting up offices. You are like a group of people that proclaims, "In our time, there's a foolish practice of writing abbreviations such as UNO, UNESCO, etc., which we strongly oppose, so we will set up a society called AWB, Association Without Abbreviations." One more structure. 261. There are various kinds of Catholics. There is the Catholic who merely makes use of the church. There is the Catholic in name only. There is the opportunist, and there is the honorary Catholic looking for status. But our Lord accepts only those who would be 100% Catholic, those who accept him unconditionally. They left all and followed him. Luke chapter 5, verse 11.
262. Naturally, no one sets out to betray the church just to betray the church, but often they are led by circumstances to do so. Most often, people are trapped into betraying the church by any of three circumstances: when they are caught up in financial or emotional problems, when their ambition is thwarted, when threatened with suffering of some kind, or even death itself.
263. During the last 2,000 years, the church has often been betrayed by apostles, popes, cardinals, bishops, priests, religious and lay people in the extraordinary ways the Pope Paul VI called self-destruction. However, After each of these upheavals, the church has become ever more renewed, ever more fresh and brilliant, ever stronger, for the church continues the mystery of the Passion and Resurrection.
264. There does exist within the church much imperfection and many instances of bad example, but the church enjoys God's promise. The church is a continuous miracle. Nevertheless, do not, because of this fact, expose the faults and bad example for all to see, nor give bad example whenever it suits you, in order to have God perform a miracle every day.
265. Be ready to sacrifice for the church and through the church. 266. He who listens to you listens to me. He who despises you despises me. And he who despises me despises him that sent me. Luke chapter 10, verse 16. Throughout your life, keep the following advice firmly impressed on your heart. Always respect those people who represent the church, the sacraments of the church, and the teachings of the church, the liturgy of the church, and then God will bless you.
267. In the church, everybody is called, indeed has the duty, to become holy. If you do not lead a holy life yourself, you should not presume to renew the church. Just as no one can be speaking through God's Spirit if he calls Jesus accursed, so it is only through the Holy Spirit that anyone can say, Jesus is the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
268. You believe in the church because our Lord Jesus Christ established it, and he established that one church only. You suffer because of imperfections in the human face of the church, but you share a responsibility for those imperfections. You must strive to eradicate those imperfections and to carry out the will of our Lord in the church.
269. Before you criticize the church, try to understand the documents and encyclicals of the popes. You will be surprised to discover that they have dealt with every problem with much insight. You will see how radical were their policies of renewal, and how advanced the spirit of Christianity, drawn from the scriptures, the grace of God, and tradition. As Pope Pius XII said, if we would put into practice but a little of the teachings of the popes, the church and the world would surely be transformed.
270. The church belongs to young and old. It belongs to intellectuals and workers, to poor and rich. The church belongs to the yellow-skinned races, to black-skinned peoples, and to those with white skins. It belongs to women as well as men, for the church is universal. It accepts all without distinction. Discrimination and division have no place in the church.
Dear fellow listeners, we have finished the entire story of The Road of Hope, Volume 1. We look forward in meeting you again in the next story to come. For more information, we would like you to follow us on website www.matmaria.org or www.matmaria.net. You can also email us at matmaria2000@yahoo.com or by phone with Mrs. Kim Ha at 714-265-1512. We look forward to the next time we'll meet again.
heart with your compassion for a world in need of care. You are the way, you are the light, you are the truth, the source of our salvation. We find new life in you. One grand old cup, one body of Christ, united in love. One bread, one cup, one living sacrifice, poured out in your blood. Holy Spirit, renew all, that in each other we may see you. Gathered as one family in love, one bread for one soul. When we go forth from this place of perfect peace, may your light shine in our life for all the world to see. One bread, one cup, one body of Christ, united in love. One bread, one cup, one living sacrifice, poured out in your blood. Holy Spirit, renew all, that in each other we may see you. Gathered as one family in love, one bread, one cup. Gathered as one family in love, one bread, one cup.